Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We got a lot of stuff there, a lot of new stuff on the website, and the new poll question, new video, dozens of new podcasts. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Asacker. We're previewing his upcoming book, The Business of Belief, and how the concept of belief is entering and becoming a power, a force, I should say, in the marketplace. And how if you're selling, if you got a business and you're selling folks something, you've got something you want to sell, it's not going to be enough just to advertise, just to market, just to go out and knock on doors. If you want people to buy from you and then come back and buy from you again, you've got to connect with them in a way that along the lines of what Tom's talking about. This concept of belief. Tom, tell us what motivates us to believe something.
Yeah, this is the most interesting part of my discovery. And what to me is very profound, but it sounds so simple, it's almost like a little puzzle. What happens with regard to belief is that what we believe is what we end up doing, what we choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
But our beliefs are driven by our desires, not by our knowledge. I was thinking about giving you an example that's
say
relevant
that, wait,
right
wait,
now.
Say that again. Our belief is
okay. So what we believe is what we desire, and what we desire is ultimately what we do.
But not so much what we know.
No, and I'll give you mm-hmm. a perfect example of that. So I'm sitting here with all the windows, battered down because the storm's coming through. So I understand that. I've been told that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've got these chairs outside that I don't really have it'd be a pain for me to drag them in
right.
and stick them in the basement. So I have convinced myself that the wind is not going to blow those chairs away.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean? They're
mm-hmm.
heavy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so why didn't I bring those chairs in? Because I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at everything people do in life, as long as choice keeps expanding, then their choices are driven by their desires. And that's why the most successful businesses tap into people's desires and beliefs. They're not creating something and then saying, let me go get them to believe this. They're looking to the marketplace saying, what do people presently believe and desire? How do I tap into that
mm-hmm.
and give them something that they want even more?
When one of the things that I've talked about in over the years has been, and this is taking what you're saying and specifically applying it to small business, Tom, and that is that small businesses should not try to provide people with what they need, because what they need is a commodity. They can get that anywhere. For one price wherever they go. Because small business owners don't have to conquer the world. They just need a few customers to be successful. But if they find out what people want and give them what they want, not what they need, but what they want, you and I, and this comes back to your belief and your desire, you and I will pay more for what we want than for what we need. And that's how I'm connecting what this want versus need for small business strategy to what you're saying. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it is simple to figure out what people desire, what they want. Look at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
that's the crazy thing is that people will say to me, oh, listen, I don't desire to floss my teeth in the morning. What's wrong with you? You're saying desire is what drives my choices. I say, yeah, you do desire it. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't do it. you would stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something about what you're doing
mm-hmm.
that was driven by a desire to save your teeth, whatever it is, I don't know. So everything everyone does is driven or was driven. Sometimes there's a desire that kicked in, and then you stayed on the autopilot because it was much simpler to go through life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't evaluate all your choices every day. It's impossible.
Well, and as a small business, one of the ways to get to that desire, if there's any part of your business that can allows you to convey peace of mind to a customer, that conveys saving them time, that conveys convenience. Those are things that people feel very strongly about these days, I think, more than ever before. And those are things that small business owners can do better than anybody else.
Well, see, instead of looking at the marketplace as a products and services marketplace, look at the marketplace as a state of mind marketplace.
Right.
And say to yourself, how can I help people? How can I improve their
mm-hmm.
state of mind?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, but you've got to understand how you're doing it. If you can't,
that's right.
If you can't say, this is how I'm doing it, you don't have any advantage in the marketplace.
That's right. And if you're a small business and all you can think about is selling stuff, SKUs and boxes and products and getting that out the door, you're probably going to lose to the big boxes. If that's your approach to customers, you're probably not gonna make it. Tom, give us your website, please.
You can find me at my name, TomAsacker.com, or the Business of Belief will take you right there.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com, Tom Asacker, Asacker, .com. Check all that out. Quick break, right back with Tom after these messages. I'm Jim. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.